Campbell wants to be next. You're next, Campbell.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And you had stated that you didn't want a lot of accusations or anything like that. I refrain from any of that. I want to point out that of the alleged four meetings that we had, the one meeting this past Sunday that was scheduled with the Treasurer's full knowledge and understanding and apparent agreement, the Treasurer the following day indicated that he was not going to participate in any weekend meetings. Okay, another meeting that was scheduled one morning, it was scheduled the morning of a Saturday morning, and there was no prior notice regarding that meeting. So, to say that there were four meetings, the only reality is that there were two meetings. There was one at which we did not make quorum. So, you know, I don't know how the counting is going on this, but the point is that it seems to me as though the treasurer's requests are a little bit overly burdensome. Our general manager has met with the finance committee at every meeting that I know of. And that's been for like a couple of hours each time. The general manager has also met with the LSB, and sometimes our meetings stretch out to 3-4 hours. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, that's the reasonable kind of thing that a general manager can be expected to do. Now, the other requests where the general manager is asked to provide instruction in general ledger, to provide original bank statements and things of that sort, I think are not appropriate. And in terms of salary information, the treasurer has made it clear that what he wants to do is to review everybody's salary and get into the management function, away from governance, into the management function of setting who gets what salaries. And I think that that is entirely inappropriate. Our role is governance, period. Thank you.
Thank you, Campbell. Guys, I don't want to do a lot of back and forth. I want to let the rest of the Finance Committee speak with you. Marcus, can you hold off for a while? I will get back to you.
I will defer, but I mean, if he's saying things that aren't true, I have to bring it up.
Oh, all right. I understand, but I think in this case, the rest of the Finance Committee needs to weigh in, and we'll get back to you for seconds later. So I hear Bill on the stack. Is there anybody else on the stack?
This is silly.
Our Paul.
Jim.
Our Paul. Anybody else?
Jim.
Anybody else? Okay, let's go Bill, our Paul, Jim. And Marcus, you are on the stack for seconds.
Well, I'm in favor of extending the deadline another 2 weeks to the 28th. That's 4 weeks past the original deadline. And if the LSB chooses to have a meeting between now and then, they can do it and weigh in. I mean, from what Marcus was saying, he's not real confident they would agree anyway. And in the meantime, I suggest that both Marcus and Campbell make a list of issues or questions they have or they could get from other LSB members and send them to us, say, within about a week so that we can have a chance to look at that. And just from a quick glance at the budget that Tracy sent today, the main thing I would ask for is that we get one that includes the audited FY11 figures. Because
mm-hmm.
I think we have enough data there to go over and create a budget. And if and we could also invite the GM and business manager to join us on the call 28th to answer questions.
So basically, are you making...
questions answered then, Marcus. Yeah, it's an amendment to extend it till the 28th of this month.
Till the 28th, okay. Sounds good. I had next on the stack R. Paul, followed by Jim.
Okay, give me a second. I'm writing down what was just made as a motion.
Okay. Do you want us to go to Jim and then to you? Is that better?
This will take 1 second. It's extending to 8/28 is what Bill's motion is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Okay, that's what I got that. So let me make that and write me down because I got to keep track of everything. All right. I'm seeing a pattern here, and it's a pattern I've seen before in other years on the NFC. And throwing stuff too far ahead is a problem because then all of a sudden, you know, it's the last week in September, and we have you know, one or maybe two budgets, and we've got everything else, and then the National Office and PRA have to wait till the other budgets are in before we can even consider them, and yada, yada, and suddenly it's October, and we're still voting. Good not to have that happen. So I guess what I'm going to say is I support the idea of let's go to the 28th on this, and it looks like September, all of September is probably going to be chock full of meetings on this, because when we have disagreements like this and we have problems of the sort we're starting to see, it takes more than one meeting usually. We'll have I suspect how it's going to play out is we'll have a meeting, we'll have lots of questions, it will not be resolved, we'll have to have a second meeting on that, and you know, at that point, I hope we'll have enough information to do something, but we may not. So it's going to go on. So I support extending to the 28th, but I will not support going past that. So there you go.
Okay, Jim is next on the stack.
Can you put me on the stack? This is Kim.
I can. Jim, you're
rather,
next.
Rather than a point of information, I'll just wait.
Okay. Jim?
I just can't see the NSC getting their first shot at this thing in the middle of September. It'll just, kind of like what R. Paul was saying, they're just it just isn't going to work. So I think what Bill is saying, that's about the best we can do to try and get stuff done in 28.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I guess, Kim, you had a point of order. Kim?
Well, yeah, or a point of information. When we say the 28th, does that mean that we're expecting the budget the 28th, and if not, we'll get to work? I mean, I'm looking at making these dates relative to actual, when are we going to work on them? Like, you know.
I totally agree with you, and we are going to have to refine Bill's motion to when we're actually going to do the work. We still have the 28th and the 30th open, and we are in our last two budgets. So presumably we will schedule it for one of those dates.
Yeah.
And I think we'll need to put that in the motion if the motion carries. We're going to have basically an amended version and a main motion, so we'll have to, you know, vote.
I don't see this budget getting done by the LSB and management at this point.
Madam Chair, Campbell for the staff.
All right. So is there anyone but Campbell and Marcus that wants to weigh in on this? And if so, I have Marcus first and Campbell second. Okay, let's go back to Marcus.
I think Bill's suggestion was on point. I will withdraw my request, and I support Bill's ideas and would like to fold them into my own request that we use the 28th. With the language you use, I think that's a great suggestion, and I fully support that.
Okay. Campbell, you're next.
Yes. Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I do have confidence that with or without the engagement of our treasurer, who seems to be somewhat ambivalent about this, that we can get the LSB to approve a budget. It was not rejected by the LSB at its meetings, and you know, it was barely reviewed. All we got was the same arguments that you got regarding the treasurer's frustrations, and that was it. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to put myself on the stack. Is there anybody else who wants to jump in front? Okay. Campbell, I feel for you, and I prefer to get an LSB-approved budget here. However, I don't think we can wait until the middle of September for the reasons that many people have laid out. Do you feel it is totally untenable for your LSB to take one more stab at scheduling a budget meeting towards the end of August? I mean, you can do so. There's nothing preventing you from doing so. And it seems to me like that would be the best outcome here. So I'm kind of hoping that's not off the table. I understand that you guys tried and failed. But sometimes you have to try and try again. So could you address for me whether you think that is impossible or something that you guys could shoot for? Because it would be better if it's possible, but I'm leaning towards the middle of September being just further than we can go.
If I may respond on that, Madam Chair, don't think that would be impossible. I'm just thinking that it was unfortunate that, you know, we were like one, two members short for our Sunday meeting in terms of having quorum, and then we would have been able to move this whole thing forward. However, what Bill suggested would be an important thing that I have raised previously, in that you don't compare wish list to wish list. The budget for 2012 to the budget for 2013, we need to have some actuals, and that's what our audit would give us. And even if we had just the FY 2012 through 6/30, and I would provide that information, but because a lot of people are not financially savvy, are not familiar with budgets and whatnot, it would be more convenient for them to be able to look on the same piece of paper just to another column rather than having to shuffle to another piece of paper.
Right. I agree. That would be a good thing. And I think we'll have to do that for the NSC when we get there. Okay, so Bill, let's flesh out your motion a bit. If you're offering an extension to the next NSC meeting, which is sort of how we've been doing it, then we would go ahead with a budget review either that evening or, taking a look at the calendar, there is also Thursday the 30th. And we can, of course, you know, kick into the second to the first week of September, but we already have the September 4th date for KPFK. What do you think makes sense, and what date do you want to grab here?
What I was looking at is it's two more weeks from today. That gives the LSB time to schedule another meeting if they choose to do so. And also, we give Marcus and Campbell time to gather questions and send to us, preferably before the meeting, so we can consider them. And then we could also invite at least John Hughes, the GM, to be on the call to answer questions. And so I envision us going through that. And we already have some of the drafts that you sent us today.
Okay. So you want to grab the 28th or the 30th for your motion? I don't think it really matters one way or the other.
The 28th.
Okay.
Because we already have a meeting scheduled then. That's 2 weeks from tonight.
Okay.
Could I add one more thing I forgot to mention earlier? Just to remind everyone why this is important, is that, you know, for a number of years, we've been dinged on our audit by different auditors because we don't get the complete consolidated national budget approved by the end of our fiscal year, which is September 30th. And, you know, we really should try to do that. We need to get it approved because the next fiscal year starts October 1st. And we can't – the PNB needs time to review it after the NFC gets through with all of them. And the national office one can't even prepare theirs, and nor can PRA, as I believe Paul mentioned, until after all the other station budgets are finished.
Right. So, yes, absolutely. That's all true. Okay. So basically, procedurally, we have an amendment on the floor, and then we have a motion on the floor. So we'll take up the amendment first.
Hard to hear you. Two, I just have one motion.
Okay.
I just have one motion. I have Bill's motion.
No. Marcus withdrew his motion, but I believe that Campbell also made it. And then Bill amended Campbell's motion. And Campbell's motion was for an NFC extension until the 15th of September.
Okay, I never got that. Okay, so
for
the chair's ruling, we have a motion from Campbell, which somebody needs to now articulate for me.
I will certainly give Campbell the option to withdraw that motion if he wants to, but my understanding is that he put it on the floor and Bill commended it, so I don't want to take that action unilaterally. Campbell, do you want to keep the motion there for the extension?
For the extension to the 15th? Or rather, because we have the 15th will be Saturday.
Saturday.
And
the 12th?
The 12th
day after the LSB meeting, right?
LSB meeting. Yeah, and it looks like we're going to have a PNB meeting on the 13th. So, and I don't want people to be outside of my house with pitchforks and torches, to, you know, in regard to Friday or Saturday.
So what do you want to do here?
Well, I would ideally like to say to the 18th, that would be the following Tuesday.
Okay. It's your motion. You can put on the floor whatever you want.
Yes. And I do feel very confident that we would be able to have an approved LSB budget by that time.
Yeah. Yeah, well, okay. I feel for you.
Okay.
All right. So that's the motion on the floor, and Bill's amendment is on the floor, and I think the procedure would be that we take up the amendment first. Or, Paul, can you read Bill's amendment?
Okay, let me make sure I've got everything. We have a main motion from Campbell to extend the WPFW budget waiver to September 18th, and then there's an amendment from Bill that would make it to August 28th. Is that correct?
Correct. And I think Bill's motion should also say that the NFC will proceed with budget preparation for WPFW on August 28th.
All right.
Because we're trying to calendar within the motion.
Okay, one second.
So that the extensions just don't, like, slide off into nothing.
So the amendment would be to make it August 28th, and the NFC will consider that budget. We'll consider that budget on the 28th.
Yeah. I think that's what Bill amended. Okay. So we'll put the amendment to a vote. If it passes, we will put the amended motion to a vote. If the amendment fails, we'll go back to the main motion.
Okay. All right. Ken Aaron.
Pass.
Jim Boyd.
Pass.
Is that a pass?
No, that's a yes.
That's a yes. Okay, sorry, couldn't hear. Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Marcus Jeter.
Okay, I'm a little confused as to what I'm voting on. Am I voting on the 28th or Campbell's date?
You're voting on the 28th, Bill's amendment.
The 28th is yes.
Campbell Johnson.
No.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Tracy Rosenberg.
I'm going to pass.
Alex Steinberg. Barbara Whipperman.
No.
LeVarn Williams. Going back, Ken Aaron.
Yes.
And Tracy Rosenberg.
I'm going to abstain.
And Alex Steinberg.
I'm going to abstain, too.
Okay, the vote is 6-4, 2 against, 2 abstentions.
Wait, how many did you say?
6 in favor, 2 against, 2 abstentions.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, so the abstentions don't change anything. All right. So I'm sorry about this. Robert's Rules is what it is. The motion is hereby commended, and we will now vote on the amended motion, which is the same thing that we just voted on again. If you would.
Well, wait a minute.
That's
how Robert's Rules work.
Robert's Rules, that's wrong.
No, it's not wrong. It's right.
There's an amendment.
He's right.
There was a motion to extend the waiver to September 18th. Then there was an amendment to make the waiver extended to August 28th, at which point the NFC would consider that budget on that date.
And if that passed, there was no point in voting for the motion.
Yes,
there is no point, but it's a Robert's Rules nicety that you have to do it, because all you have now done is amended the main motion. You've not passed the main motion. The main motion has been changed. I'm sorry. It's annoying, but it's what we have to do, and that is my ruling. So,
point of information, it seems that this is actually a substitute motion.
It is.
Either way.
Either case, you have to vote for it again, because all you were voting on is replacing one thing with the other thing. So it doesn't change the point of order.
Roberts again.
Campbell.
I'll let the chair handle it.
Look. All right. This is what happens procedurally at this moment in time. The chair makes a ruling. The chair has made the ruling that we do have to vote again. Campbell, you are free to challenge the ruling of the chair, and then we'll vote on that. If you want to do that, say so right now.
Of course not. It's your committee.
Campbell, I'm sorry. It's painful when we lose votes. I understand.
And
but I am not playing procedural games
either,
with you.
Madam Chair.
What?
We don't need your patronizing either.
Campbell, Robert's rules is not an imposition on your...
Your statement of, oh, it's sorry when we're... No. We don't need your...
Well,
today, let's vote.
We need to move ahead. All right, the main motion has been amended or substituted. I'm open to either translation. That is now the motion on the floor. Same as what we just voted on for the 28th. Our Paul, can you call the roll?
Okay, Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Jim Boyd.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Marcus Jeter.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson.
No.
Kim Kaufman.
Oh, wow, I'm completely confused now.
But you still have to vote, Kim.
Wait, I don't know what I thought. If I voted for the 28th, how can I also vote for the middle of September?
You're not. You're voting for the 28th. You're voting for the amended substitute motion.
Okay. All right. Then I guess I'm voting yes.
Okay.
R. Paul Martin,
amended
yes.
Substitute.
Tracy Rosenberg. Tracy?
Abstain.
Okay. Alex Steinberg.
I'm going to abstain again.
Barbara Wipperman.
Abstain.
Barn Williams. Going back. Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Jim Boyd.
Yes.
Okay, and I think that's everyone who's here. 6-4, 1 against, 3 abstentions.
Okay. The motion passes. That is how we will proceed. Okay, 3 out of 4 done. That's good. On to KPFA.
Ken, I have a point of information.
Okay.
You said earlier that we only had 2 left, KPFK and WPFW. Does that mean we've approved budgets for KPFA, National, and PRA?
No. I was saying that on the list of 4 that are on the agenda, that we only had X number left. We have 4 to deal with. We've dealt with 3. We're now up to KPFA.
I see. You were talking about tonight's agenda. Thank you.
Yes. The National, the Archives, and the Consolidated budget will follow the approval of the 5 station budgets, and we've only approved 1 station budget, so we have 4 more to go.
Okay. Thank you.
At the moment, we're on schedule to complete that by September 4th, but we have to deal with KPFA. Okay, so KPFA, and we will go to the treasurer and then to the PNB member from that station. Barbara?
Well, we have another story of strange meeting arrangements. We had our regularly scheduled meeting on August 4th, and because of the work that had to be done after the PNB, the general manager and the business manager working with some others consulting for the forecasting part of the report, we were not able to get the budget out to the LSB members until the day before, early evening before. And so when we met on Saturday, the business manager attended, the general manager stayed after giving his report so he could be there for the budget discussion. And there were a number of people who decided that they did not want to meet because of having received the budget so late. others felt that it was worthwhile to hear the presentation of the people who had worked on the budget. And we had about a two-hour discussion, lots of questions. There is a recording of this meeting. I'm not sure that it's in the same place that it usually is, because, in fact, we were short of quorum by one. However, the 12 members of the LSB who were there did vote to approve the budget as it was presented. I don't know where this leaves us with what, you know, is ready to come to the NFC. I think the group who left were pushing for another LSB meeting. I just have to say I think it was very unfortunate that this happened, because there was quite a good discussion. It would have been valuable to have others there. And I think in they felt it was too little time before voting, there certainly could have been motions made to that effect. But anyway, that's the situation that we have.
Okay. I will go ahead and give my, other PNB member from the NFC report. The budget is not LSB approved. The meeting did not have quorum. In terms of how that came to pass, as Barbara said, the budget was delivered at 6 p.m. the night before, 247.
It was a little earlier than that, but yes.
6:08, according to my
Mm-hmm. It was 5:09 and 5:15 that I sent out.
That was the PDF summary. The full Excel document came in at 6:08. In terms of what happened, it was impossible for several members of the LSB to take a look at it, and previous drafts of the budget that came out were quite different, so that the numbers had changed. So any previous budget review meetings, and three of them were held a couple of weeks before, didn't provide any preparation for the document that eventually materialized. All of the business managers at all of the stations were asked to provide fourth quarter forecasts after the PNB meeting on July 22nd. And this was not a particular scenario for KPFA, nor did they have to do any more work than any of the other business managers did. In terms of what happened, there was a negotiation between Henry Knorr, who some of you know, and the chair of the KPFA LSB, where it was stated that a number of members of the KPFA LSB were not prepared to vote on the budget and would not, in fact, do so, and asked if the board would agree to postpone the vote to a meeting sometime later in the month. And they were told, I don't know if the chair of the KPFA LSB was authorized to say this or where she was coming from, but what she said was that that was not possible. The only thing that might be possible was an email vote on the budget, and I don't believe email votes on the budget are okay. I mean, you know, when you're talking about amendments and substitutes and things that go on with budgets, you can't really do it by email, and that there would, in fact, be no other opportunity to vote on the budget. And for better or worse, people felt that, you know, 15 hours of preparation, most of which should be spent sleeping, were not sufficient in order to pass an annual budget for the organization. At this point in time, the KPFA LSB has not, and this was on August 4th, scheduled an additional budget meeting. My understanding, and perhaps Barbara can reiterate this for me, is that they are not willing to do so. I believe the next meeting of the KPFA LSB would be September 8th.
Correct.
It's not Labor Day weekend. And I haven't heard Barbara make a request for anything, so that would kind of be what the next step would be.
Well, may I respond? Are you?
Yeah, sure.
I would prefer that we would address this at our LSB meeting, and I know that puts us quite late in September. So I guess I'll just start with that because I'm not confident that there's a way to schedule another meeting this month.
Okay, could you explain why? You're not confident of that?
Well, because it's already been discussed, and none of the people who were at that meeting have met again or discussed it again.
Okay.
I'm not, you know, in a position to call the meeting all by myself, that's for sure.
No, of course not.
Can I ask a question?
Let's go to a stack. I hear Kim. Is there anybody else who wants to? Okay, we'll just go to Kim.
Campbell.
Okay, Kim, go ahead.
Is there some reason, why did this budget come out so late, Barbara?
Well, there is, and in spite of the fact that Tracy thinks there was time, there was not a lot of time for finishing it up. We did work on it during the month. The business manager has been plagued with many, many payroll errors that have happened for months now. Then also we were in Fund Drive. There were just a lot of duties that came in at the same time.
I don't understand how Fund Drive has anything to do with the business manager.
Well, it does near the end of the month when the reporting has to be done.
Okay, let's try not to have too much crosstalk.
Well, actually, you know, I can't give any more specifics than that, but I have been in the station many hours working with the budget, the business manager, and I know that she has many duties other than just fixing the budget up. I feel that she's worked very conscientiously, and, you know, if a report of how she spent her time was
Barbara.
Required, then we should have, you know, I should have made more notes about it. But that's all I can say.
Okay.
There wasn't reluctance. There was a lot of dedicated work. The GM was involved and other people who help with, you know, making the projections about income and so on.
My point.
Okay, Kim, go ahead, but let's keep the crosstalk to a minimum.
You know, you guys have been working on this budget longer than any of us, and I'm just surprised, you know, you've been working on it for months. And I do, I don't know what else to say. Then it's just kind of surprising that it's late, or not surprising. I mean, it's just not. I don't get it because us other stations are totally late, but you've been working on it for months up there, and to get it really the night before does seem to be kind of weird.
Yeah, I was very disappointed.
You know, a motive other than it's very, look, I got the budget from the GM the day before our LSB. You know, I thought that was pretty, I wasn't happy about that. Let me put it that way. I barely had time to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And had it really been a big budget discussion, I would have had to say, I'm really not prepared to answer this further than the first line, which I can already see is not working, because I had to spend a great deal of time on just the first line to figure out what was going on there. So, you know, and I at least had that day, not just the evening, because the evening, and the next morning I was not able to spend any time on it. This, you know,
yeah,
this is
it was
important.
Friday night.
You know,
so.
A budget is important. I think, you know, all members need more than, you know, a little over 12 hours.
Okay, we're going to go to Campbell. He's been waiting patiently on the stack.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The first thing that I wanted to mention is that I've had opportunity to look at the budget of KPFA, and it contains a lot of the information that we have missing from our budget template. It includes the audited actuals with 2011, 2010, and 2009. It includes the variances between the budget of 2012 and the actual for 2012. These are the kinds of things I think that really make it more user-friendly, and the things that I think are very important. You're not comparing budgets to budgets. Now, the first piece that we got, I have a concern that it's comparing budgets to budgets. Fortunately, I have the updated through June 30th actuals, and therefore I could make a comparison that makes some sense and, you know, is able to address that and engage it. I think that it would be certainly the work that was done by KPFA in terms of engaging their LSB, I think, is superlative and would be a the kind of thing that the rest should be provided to all of the other LSBs, but it seems as though KPFA had to do it on its own. And I think that would be something that certainly would make the process a lot easier. And so I'd be inclined to say that, you know, whatever that not to condemn them for the amount of time that they had beforehand. I think it's unfortunate that some members were concerned about getting such a thing so close to the meeting. But, you know, when you look at P&B meetings, we get our CFO reports maybe 20 minutes before presentation. And I think that that's egregious. The night before or something like that, I think can be understood. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Tracy, there's one thing I'd like to say.
Okay, go ahead. And
that is that I didn't mention before that I believe we're the only station that has this combined fundraising, which means there is it's very complicated when it comes to projecting. And a lot of times, a lot of the questions are just to understand that process. And so we distributed to the LSB, and I'm thinking, did I forward it to the Finance Committee yet? Or I'm sure Tracy has it anyway. The people at the LSB meeting were given not only the budget, but the template sheet for the complicated calculations about what the total is when it's in the phone room, what that means. It's the combined income that's going to, or pledges that are going to come in for three stations. And then we have to do lots of calculations to get down to the number that is just going to go in our budget. So that's a little more complicated than some of the other stations, and I just wanted to note that. We also supplied, I think it was 18 pages of historical reference for certain, not every, but nearly all of the different expenses, so that people who had questions could, say, "Why? What about this particular line item?" They were referred to this 18-page summary of historical figures for that line item.
Okay.
That was the way we proceeded with our discussion.
Yes, just as a point of information, all of the assumptions data is in the Excel document that was sent prior to this prior to this meeting, yeah, so it's all there. Okay, is there a stack? I think I heard Bill. Is there anybody else? Okay, Bill, you're up.
Well, I think we should start planning on their working on their budget on the 28th. If the LSB chooses to meet before then, they have that opportunity. But I'd like to get a revised version of that spreadsheet you sent, Tracy, because the one I have is filled with errors in many of the cells. They're referencing an external file that we don't have. I assume it's on the GM or business managers.
You might want to reopen it. There's a question that it asks you at the beginning if you want to update this matter or the other thing.
Yeah,
if you answer it the other way than you answered it, the document works fine.
I tried it both ways, and I didn't get it. If you can resend it, that'd be great. There was a few errors like that in the WBAI one, not very many, but this one's just filled with it. And so on the tab, it says budget FY 2013.
My copy wasn't, and other people's were. It's interesting. All right, well, maybe I'll reopen it and save it.
Well, I'm using LibreOffice. It usually converts Excel fine, but it had trouble with this.
Okay, well, maybe that's
the
difference.
Arpal, on this?
On producing a budget.
Okay, I hear you, Arpal.
On the 28th.
Okay. All right, so we'll deal a bit with the documents. We might be able to convert it into something and... That
Tracy.
Would be a little easier for Open Office to read. I have Arpal on the stack, and then Barbara, I will get to you again.
I wanted to ask you about what you did send, whether you sent it to me as well.
I sent it to the whole National Finance Committee.
Okay.
Okay, so Arpal, you're up.
Okay, did Bill just make a motion?
Bill, did you make a motion? Okay, well, I'm going to... Okay, I'm going to slightly amend you there, but okay.
Okay.
All right, we'll leave that on the floor.
Bill's motion is that we extend the KPFA waiver to the 28th and take it up there. Correct?
Okay. That's okay. I didn't word it that way, but yeah, that'll work.
Oh, no, tell me what you want. I'll write it down.
No, that's fine. I didn't say extend it, but effectively that's right, because if they can meet before then they will have an opportunity to amend it or approve it or whatever they're going to do. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
We'll take it up.
All right, so I have it that way. The other thing is, yes, not everybody has the Evil Empires product. And so those of us who are using other spreadsheets, and there are numbers of other spreadsheets in the world, we have, Microsoft does things to screw that up. So, I am also getting some, pound div or whatever it says, which things are coming up with division by zero because the Open Office can't follow the latest version of Microsoft stuff, which is made to make it so that other products can follow it. So, maybe we might need a little – maybe you can convert it to Open Office format, and maybe it will work that way then.
I can convert it to Open Office format, yes. So
okay.
I will go ahead and plan to do that. And
thank you.
Yes. Okay, is there anybody else on the stack here? No.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Campbell.
Yes, point of information, I guess this is, but I didn't want to raise as a point of information. It seems to me as though with the complexity that we have in the KPFA spreadsheets, the NFC would be well advised to provide whatever leniency would be possible in regard to this, with the hope that the LSB would be able to, fully review, vet, and approve it, because I think that this is much more complex than any of the others that we'll be looking at. Point of information, I guess, is what is the latest date that you would see for an okay or for the NFC to review the KPFA budget?
Well, Barbara had not made a concrete motion, but I presume she was talking about, but I believe what she said was after the LSB meeting, which would be September 8th, which would be 9th.
11th. The September. Next NSC meeting is the 11th.
Yeah, it would be the 11th.
Okay. I would move that then, that it would be on the 11th.
Okay, so we have a motion and we have a substitute motion. It's in the opposite order as last time, but it's the same protocol. I'm just going to go to Bill's original motion and ask a question, which is the way that I'm conceptualizing this in my head is that we will need a full meeting for each budget. If things come in LSB approved a la Texas and are somewhat uncontentious, I think we can put other things. But when we're not talking about an LSB approved budget, I think we have to be realistic. And I don't think Washington's is going to be an easy budget to deal with. And we've already scheduled that for the 28th. So, Bill, if you would accept a friendly amendment and, God help us, another meeting, I think we're going to have to come up with a date that's KPFA dedicated because we're 2 hours into this and we're just scheduling. So can I make a friendly suggestion that we either take the 30th, which is available, or that we take September 5th, and my preference would be the 30th. And I realize that's a lot of meetings, but we know that we have to do this in budget season. And if we can, in fact, get all four additional budgets done by September 4th, I think we'll be in pretty good shape.
Okay, the 30th is okay with me.
Tracy, you said September 5th?
I said that the open dates that I could see on the calendar looking out the weekend was the 30th or the 5th. And my preference is the 30th. I don't want to use up people's Thursdays, but since it's a fifth Thursday of the month, I think we can use it without too much difficulty.
Arpal?
Yes, Arpal.
30th is extremely bad for me.
No.
So if we got to have one, I would much prefer the 5th to the 30th.
What did you get?
The exciting part about the 5th is that we're in the no meeting window. So we'll have some streaming excitement. We could go either way. Yeah. I mean, the advantage is of getting as many budgets as possible done sooner rather than later. But the 5th is possible. It's a little bit more obnoxious since the LSB is meeting on the 8th. And if we do, in fact, delay it until the 5th, the time savings between the 5th and the 10th are less visible than the time savings between the 30th and the 10th. So that is part of the reason that I'm thinking that the 30th makes more sense in terms of our workload, because those of us on the PNB, once we pass all these lovely budgets over, will then be meeting frequently in September to get them all passed. So our workload basically doubles for, you know, an additional 3 weeks.
Tracy,
so let's do a straw poll. How many people absolutely can't make the 30th of August?
What day is it?
Thursday.
You know, like I said, I'm without a calendar, so I'll say yes to anything right now.
Okay.
Except
for our Paul, is there anyone who can't make it?
I can make the 30th, but I will not be able to make an early September meeting.
Okay. So September 5th, we have Alex begging off. Is there anyone else begging off of September 5th?
Could we just right now say which dates we've assigned already? It's all I got is KPFK on August 28th. Is that correct?
Oh. Yes. We've got August 21st for BAI, August 28th for PFW, and September 4th for KPFK.
Right.
And then my assumption would be that on September 11th, which is our regularly scheduled meeting, we would be able to look at archives and national would be my hope. And kick that all over for PNB action.
So who is 11. On the 28th, August 28th?
WPFW.
Okay.
Okay, so it sounds like the 30th is no worse than the 5th. Our Paul, we will die without you as secretary, but I guess we'll have to make do. We'll have streaming challenges, but we're going to have them either date. So, Bill, can we make your motion for the 30th?
So we're not doing any Fridays?
We're really trying not to. If things go screwy, we'll have to. But I'd almost rather keep the Fridays open for budgets we can't resolve in a given meeting.
Right.
Which I'm hoping won't happen.
The 30th or the 31st is okay with me. That's Thursday or Friday.
Let's go with the 30th. And personally, I don't like Friday meetings, and I don't want to have them if we can avoid it. Okay, so we'll take the 30th. Okay, so if there's no further discussion, we have Bill's motion on the floor for the 30th. We have Barbara's, we'll call it a substitute for the 10th. We vote on the substitute first, then we vote on the
10th.
On the main motion. Do I have? Well, that's the weekday after the 8th, so the 10th.
Madam Chair,
right?
Secretary has a question here.
Okay, let's deal with Barbara's question, then we'll go to the, then we'll go to the secretary. Barbara, what's your question?
Well, I was actually proposing the 11th, and just recently now you've said because that's. A regular meeting.
Okay.
I didn't propose the 10th.
Okay.
That
we'll
would have been
11.
An additional one, you know.
Well, yeah, fair enough. Sorry. Okay. So Barbara's motion is for the 11th. Bill's motion is for the 30th. Bill's is the main. Barbara's is the substitute.
And
Paul, what's your question?
That.
I
know.
Yeah, I've got a ton of
somebody mute. Out.
Can't hear.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I have Campbell making the motion to make the date 9/11.
That's right,
okay.
He did.
Okay. I got it, okay.
Okay, point of personal privilege, somebody mute like Ken. Ken is often guilty of this. Ken, please mute.
I'm muted.
And now we're happy. Thank you. All right. There's still a little bit of crunchling, but it's better. Okay, so I think unless there's further discussion, we are ready to vote. Anybody want to get a last shot in? Okay, so we'll go to a vote on the substitute motion by Campbell to extend KPFA to September 11th.
Wait, what? Say that again?
We will go to a vote on the substitute motion by Campbell to give KPFA an extension until September 11th.
Oh, I thought that's when you wanted to do PRA and NO.
It is. That would be my preference. However, we have to vote on the motions that are on the floor, and this is on the floor.
Perhaps
if
the
you are,
I'd like to read the main motion and then the sub, and then the amendment to it, and that will make it clear.
Yeah.
All right. The chair will do so. Thank you. The main motion is that the KPFA. Is that we grant KPFA an extension until August 28th? Well, August 30th. Well, no, we said August 28th. Okay, let's start this again.
Wait.
The main motion is that we will grant. Somebody mute. Jesus. Mute. Thank you. The main motion is that we will grant. Come on, guys. Mute the phone. Please mute. Thank you. The main motion is that we will grant KPFA an extension through August 28th, and the NFC will pick up KPFA budget preparation on Thursday, August 30th. The substitute motion
is that the NFC will grant KPFA an extension until September 11th, until Tuesday, September 11th. So we are going to a vote on the substitute motion. R. Paul, can you call the roll?
Yes. Okay, on the amendment. Ken Aaron.
No.
Jim Boyd.
No.
Bill Crozier.
No.
Marcus Jeter.
No.
Campbell Johnson.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
No.
R. Paul Martin, abstain. Tracy Rosenberg.
Pass.
Alex Steinberg.
No.
Barbara Whipperman.
Yes.
Barn Williams. Going back. Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Okay. Three yeses, six noes, one abstention.
Okay, the substitute motion fails. We will go to a vote on the main motion, which is Bill's motion, which is to extend KPFA to August 28th and for the NFC to proceed with budget preparation on August 30th. Call the roll, please, Arpa.
Okay. Here. Okay. On the main motion, Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Jim Boyd. Okay, I cannot. I have a lot of noise. I don't hear anything. Jim Boyd.
Somebody mute.
Pass. Jim Boyd is a yes, I think.
Pass.
Bill Crozier.
I think Jim passed, but Bill votes yes.
Oh, okay. Jim passed.
I voted yes.
Jim, okay, I've Jim.
That's a yes. That's a yes.
And Bill Crozier, yes. Marcus Jeter.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson.
Pass.
Kim Kaufman.
Oh, wait, pass. Let me.
R. Paul Martin, abstain. Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Barbara Whipperman.
Abstain.
LaVarne Williams. Going back, Campbell Johnson.
Abstain.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
Okay. I have 7-4-0 against, 3 abstentions.
Ken Aaron, point of information.
Yes, Ken, go ahead.
I'm sorry I wasn't listening more carefully, but I just wanted to find out, has there been a reconciliation that KPFA, the CPB funding, was going to write off the unpaid amounts owed by KPFA to send to national office? It was going to be taken out of what was going to be?
Ken, that is off agenda, and we can put it on an agenda at some point and talk about it. It's off agenda for right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Point of information. That's a cash flow issue, not a budget issue.
Yeah. Okay. So, first of all, thank you, everyone, for hanging through on that process. I appreciate we've got all the budgets scheduled. That's really good. I hope this schedule will lead to the kind of process that we want. Everything is scheduled now. We have met for 2 hours. Where we are on the agenda is a question because I don't know how much gas everybody has left in their tank. So the items that are left are two. One of them is the interstation transfers report. We don't have it. It's past due. LaVarne is not here. That's annoying. But what it comes down to is we're not going to be able to do anything on it. The other item that we have, and this is sort of a question for the group, is there was some dialogue that it would be good for the NFC to take a look at the fourth quarter forecasts which were submitted. There are 5 of them. This is not a small process. Optimistically, it would take another hour. And I don't know how much willingness the committee has to do this right now. If we don't do this work, we can look at them August 28th. We can look at them on email, which some of us have done, or we can pick one or two to deal with tonight and, you know, kick the others over to our next meeting. We are meeting again on the 21st. WBI's budget is not a small project, but we could potentially sort of deal with these in chunks. So we do one or two tonight, one or two the next time, and one after that or something like that. I don't think trying to do all of them tonight is realistic.
Ken, to the back.
So if I could get some suggestions about how to proceed. I mean, we often have meetings 3 hours this time of year, and I understand that, but I think planning to go for longer than 3 hours is a tad crazy. Okay, Ken. Yeah.
Yeah, I recommend we handle one or two based on the – we know that certain adjustments were made at KPFT and WBAI, so I think we can put them at the back of the list. But we know that there hasn't been any corrections to the budget at KPFK or KPFA, and we should address those as long as we have somebody who can make a realistic presentation. So we could go ahead tonight. That would be my suggestion to do KPFK
corrections
and KPFA.
To the budget.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there any rebuttals to the idea that we should maybe take up two of them tonight and kick the others down the can to next week or whenever we can manage it? And it sounds like Ken is saying the California stations, which makes sense because they're big stations.
My preference is not to deal with them tonight. It's getting pretty late out here.
I agree.
Yeah, I thought the East Coast might weigh in that way.
Well, actually, I agree also.
Okay.
Now,
anybody else
do,
have a strong opinion?
I do think
opinion?
It's important we do this, but I'm just sort of burnt out.
Bill? Yeah, I knew this process was going to be a bit grueling. Bill?
Yeah, I sent an analysis, or just a partial one, of the KPFK one, I think a little over a week ago. Actually, I may have only sent it to the PNB. I'm not sure I sent it to the NFC, but I can redo that. I had some real issues with the KPFK one especially, although I've heard that there may be some revisions that have been made or are coming. I don't know if anybody knows anything about that. If there are, I'd like to see a revised version of the GM's forecasts. And
take a look at the scary set of attachments that I sent. The most recent version is included there. And I don't know if the one you responded to was that one or an earlier one, but that is the most recent version. Speaking for myself, I had a couple of questions about the KPFA one I was hoping I would get some answers to. But I think we have to expect we're going to be on the phone till 8:30 if we do this. I think that's probably something that we need to put to a vote because I'm not the one for whom it's 10:42 p.m., so I think it has to be kind of the will of the body whether we do that or not tonight. If so, those will be the only two items that we'll do, and then we'll be done. So I'm going to put forward what Ken put forward as a motion, that we take a look at the K and then the A fourth quarter forecast and then call it a night, and we can just vote that up or down. Paul, you want to call the roll on that? And if it loses, then we'll just call it a night.
Okay, 1 second. Let me write this down so I got it. The motion is to look at the KPFA and KPFK fourth quarter forecasts tonight. Is that it?
Yeah. And it's Ken's motion.
Oh, I think it's yours.
Point of personal privilege, because I don't have my computer right now, I haven't seen it. Is it long?
Okay. Okay, well, then that would be, I guess, a reason to vote no.
I don't know. Is it long? Can it be read out loud?
It's an Excel spreadsheet. I think people can tell you something of the contents, but no, it probably can't be read aloud. You know, it's a financial document.
Right. And is this his revised budget?
No. Just for some clarity, because people probably don't know what the heck we're talking about with fourth quarter forecasts, if God help them, they're on the stream.
So let me go ahead and just say that the PNB passed a motion at the end of July that we wanted each general manager and business manager to come up with a fourth quarter forecast, basically about whether the last 3 months of the year they were anticipating being in a surplus or a deficit position, and if they were in fact anticipating a deficit, what they were going to do about it. And so those reports were all submitted at the end of July, and they, you know, they've kind of sat around on the PNB listserv, and there are some questions about, you know, what follows from them, and a suggestion was made that the NFC should look at them, which made sense.
That's a lot of noise.
Yeah, and so the so we're going through the process of the NFC looking at them. And unfortunately, because we're clogged up with budgets, this is a bad time of year to give us more work. But, you know,
Kim,
stuff happens. Yeah.
Kim, and one thing I can anticipate he is basing this on is adding, I don't know, 5 to 10 more days of fund drive, which I object to. So,
yeah, I think there's grounds to look at some of the forecasts, and I think that it's a good thing to do, but what we're talking about is a time issue, so I think we have to go to a vote about whether people can hang in for an hour or not.
I have to correct the motion.
Okay.
The motion is to address the fourth quarter corrected budget for KPFK and KPFA if there's someone to talk to them or talk about it. If Kim is, I'm not qualified to do that right now. If Kim doesn't have access to a modified version, then she's not to speak to it. I don't know about KPFA. So the point is moot if we can't address it.
I just want to say, you know, there's little that can be done about it since he's in the middle of the fund drive right now.
Okay. So I don't know who's qualified to speak about the KPFA forecast. I assume that the treasurer is. I think she's played some role in helping to prepare it. And, you know, I'm certainly willing to pose what questions I have after having looked at it. But it sounds to me, Ken, like you want to withdraw your motion.
Yeah, unless somebody can step up for KPFA.
Well, I can participate. I don't know that I can answer all of Tracy's questions. You did email some, and I have some. But, in fact, the sound is just driving me crazy. I have a terrible headache, and I just feel like this is not a very good time to go on with this meeting.
Well, I'm going to give Ken the opportunity because Robert's Rules works the way that it does. Ken, you can either keep your motion on the floor for both. You can make it KPFA only, or you can withdraw it. And then it's just the will of the body.
Oh, I think my sense of the body is I withdraw it.
You are probably right about that. Okay. In that case, we are all set. We can adjourn, and we will convene 1 week from tonight. Yes.
Can I make one statement, Bill? I just forwarded a note I sent to the PNB to all of you on this committee. I sent it out on the, when was it? A couple of weeks ago to the PNB, and I'm going to send it to the NFC. But there were actually two documents that we got, Arlene forwarded to the PNB from the KPFK general manager, and sent. The shorter one twice in what you sent today, Tracy, but I don't...
I can't hear any of this,
Bill. Ken, can you please put yourself on mute?
I am on mute. I'm going to hang up. We'll find out.
That's all the problem. Oh, my God. It is, Ken. That answers that. Okay, Bill, finish your point, because we're just about to adjourn.
Okay, well, I just sent I forwarded you a note, the NFC, and a note that I sent to the PNB about, I forget what it was, on the 6th, I believe, about some problems with the KPFK report. And the reference is two different documents. There's a shorter one, a one-page one, and a longer one that Arlene sent to us from Bernard. But I think what you sent Tracy to the NFC today only had the shorter one. It was in there twice in your email. So I can record it, or if you want to do that. I don't know if there's a later version of the longer one, though. But the shorter one looked the same as what we got earlier.
Okay. Good. I'm glad to hear there's not multiple versions. That's a good thing.
If there is a later version, I'd like to see it.
I don't know, but I'll try to find out. Okay, so the first order of business on the 21st will be the BAI budget, and if we can resolve that in a timely fashion, which would be nice, then we can move on to these forecasts. I will see you all in a week. Good night. Thanks for hanging in. And we are done.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.